canine battle cry. Sean out in Kentucky. Sean says, I'm listening to the Odyssey app from Louisville, Kentucky. I love the app. It's my way to go. I think it's one of the best deals going. It is awesome. Is that you putting these things together? Who puts all this, these packages together? You must have an assistant.
Craig and I.
No, it's really good, man. Really, really good. Sean, I feel you. Hail to the W. Getting a lot of response on old X. I don't know. What would happen on X if I were to throw my handle out 42 times an hour like somebody I won't mention? I wonder what would happen. You think that would attract more listeners? I always think the body of your work, people either they want to hear it or they don't. Do you think it really works by saying
I
mean, it?
I think it's more so for like the new listeners.
New listeners?
Yeah.
All young people say that they, y'all live on this stuff. Well, anyway, you know, we got a legend, and it's not easy to get him. But you know what? He never says no. I don't know how a guy that is in such demand is always available when we call on him. He's the legendary Tom Lavero. I don't know how the times keeps you, man. It must cost them a ton of money, but we're honored to have you back. Tommy, you know your phone's been blown off the hook with everything that's going on in MLB. Has there been anything that made you go,
You know, not really. The trading deadline is one of the great times in baseball, and it's been remarkably active this time, watching the Houston Astros basically, you know, dominate the trading deadline with some big moves, you know, including getting back Carlos Correa, their former shortstop. But the Nationals were very active as well. And, I mean, these are prospects they're getting. Nobody knows if they're going to be any good. I mean, they can say they're going to be good, but nobody has a clue how they're going to be as major leaguers. But it appears that the Nats, in their latest teardown of sorts, did pretty well for themselves in getting back the prospects. One of the trades they made was they traded Alex Call, who was, you know, basically a pickup player.
Love you, Blue. Love you, Blue.
Yes. You know, for two prospects from the Dodgers, that's a pretty good turnover right there. So you've got to give the young DeBartolo credit for it looks like making the most of a difficult situation here at the trading deadline. Another dismal year for the Nats, but they look like they've restocked their farm system somewhat with young players. How good they'll be, nobody knows. But I give the Nats definitely a plus mark at here at the trading deadline.
Right, Anthony. It doesn't get any better than getting an endorsement from Brother Lavero. That's strong. This baseball deal, I know it's probably difficult or near impossible for you to look at their situation and just say, oh, here's how you fix it. But if I were to do that in short term, I don't know how this can succeed with the present ownership system.
Oh, you're right. You're right about that.
Okay.
I mean, they were set up to fail this year by a low-budget payroll that was $65 million for the 26 players on the roster. Okay, that's inexcusable. Basically, the team was set up to fail. A team that probably... if they had shopped for better parts to complement the young players, could have maybe won 80 games this year. They'll wind up winning 66 or 67 if they're lucky, but could have competed in an 80-game range if the ownership, if the Lerner family, had been willing to spend some money and bring in more talent to complement the young players. That is a continuous problem. We have no idea if that's going to change. It would be funny And it would be kind of sad in a way if all of a sudden the learners were embarrassed enough that they decided they had to spend money next year after Mike Rizzo was gone, the guy who had been asking them to spend for the last couple of years. Let me point out, the learners bought the team in 2006, mm-hmm. and it took 6 years from the time they bought the team to be able to, after that, to field a winning team. 2012 was their first winning team.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of 2025, we are on 6 straight losing seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And this team is not going to compete for a winning record next year. Okay, one of the things that happens when you trade these players for prospects, it's a bit of a white flag. It's not a total rebuild, but it's a bit of a white flag saying, look, we know we're not close, okay? We may be closer than we were in 2022, but we're not close. So it's a bit of a white flag. So, you know, the learners will have probably expand beyond their last straight losing run, and that was when they were first learning how to be owners.
Mm. And there's no quick fix, and it's not player related. It's I'm really starting to understand the game, what Rizzo was able to do with the Soto move, reaping the benefits of what, 3 all-stars and a couple of very high prospects. But look, it took, what, 3 years?
Yes. Yeah, it did. And you know, referring to the Soto deal, as far as the trading deadline, it doesn't appear that the Nationals traded Mackenzie Gore, their most valuable trading commodity,
their most valuable piece. You disagree with
that?
You disagree with that?
Well, no, I'm not saying. I'm just pointing out that, you know, if they did that, then that would be a true concession of a white flag.
Okay,
and they have him for 2 more years.
Right, okay.
Okay, but that's the guy who would bring in the most return on a trade. And I knew the learners wouldn't have the guts to do it. They, you know, it's funny because they, as bad as they are as owners, they care what the public thinks about them. So I'm sure that they did not, they put kibosh on any kind of deal for Mackenzie Gore to be traded because they didn't want the blowback from that would be a white flag. You know, you have one of the better pitchers in baseball who you control for 2 more years, and you're saying, oh, we're not going to win with him for the next 2 years because we're not going to win. So we're giving up.
You know, Tom, I was trying to convince young Anthony here, Haney, that the Hall of Fame game, the Canton, Ohio, was something that he needed to put on his hit list of things he needed to see. Where do you put it on yours?
What, the Football Hall of Fame
Football
game,
Hall of
Doc?
It's not high on my list. Okay.
It's not high on my list.
Okay.
In fact, I'm not even going to watch it. You know, you know what? Who was the quarterback for Washington who had a tremendous Hall of Fame game? The poor guy from Hawaii who wound up dying. Was killed, like, not long ago. Cole Brennan, is that who it was?
Cole Brennan, you're right.
Yes. He had an unbelievable Hall of Fame game for the Redskins years ago. And people thought he was the next best thing. And it didn't turn out to be the case. And then he had a tragic life after that. But that's the only thing I remember about the Hall of Fame game is Cole Brennan's tremendous performance.
Boy, boy, boy.
But don't you just get excited for football to finally be back? That I think that's what I'm most excited about when we talk about the Hall of Fame game. I mean, you also have good players going into, you know, the Hall. They'll be enshrined and things of that nature. But still, the fact that we don't have to go another Thursday without football, that doesn't make you happy?
I don't have a void in my life when football's not being played. Okay,
hey,
you're talking about a man of all seasons.
Yeah, I do.
But Levero, man, I mean, the DC Grays, he's got so many other endeavors that he's working on, man. This dude is.
I can't keep up with you guys.
He's like an octopus, man. Yeah. Seriously, he's got his hands all over the place.
Today, today is a tremendous day for baseball. All these trade deadlines, all these players being dealt. I mean, fans in different cities, all of a sudden they're going to wake up tomorrow and have these new players on their team. And now you start the pennant race in earnest, you know, as you go through August and September. It's a great day for baseball.
What's been your favorite move? Because I did see Carlos Correa
going
back to the Astros. Oh, my gosh.
Astros, man.
Yeah. Look, there are a lot of teams helped themselves. The Phillies helped themselves. The Dodgers helped themselves. The Yankees, certainly the Astros did, and the Padres as well. A lot of teams seem to have helped themselves. So I haven't had a chance to evaluate every deal. But I got to tell you, I really like the Alex Call deal that the Nationals pulled off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, they got two top 20 prospects for a guy who's a fourth outfielder on most teams.
Mm-hmm.
I give Mike DiBartolo credit for doing what he needed to do. Again, nobody knows if these prospects, people fall in love. I call them invisible players, you know, because they're invisible players until you see them in a major league uniform and producing. But people love invisible players. People love prospects. Just like in football, fans go nuts over draft picks.
Oh, yeah.
They love draft
God,
picks.
Yeah.
You know, they're invisible players right now. But I give the Nats credit for having a pretty good trade deadline. Not as much fun as, you know, adding talent, but I think they did what they had to do.
I was about to say, I think I'm okay with the Nats have done so far, but I feel as though they didn't do enough. They should have dealt Mackenzie Gore. His value is high right now, and this is the most valuable he's going to be. And I just feel like they took a page out of, you know, the Wizards playbook, where you hold on to these players for so long, they lose value, and now you get pennies on a dime for them.
But here's what you do. When you do that, I agree with you, but when you do that, you're telling your fans, we're not going to win for the next 2 years, because if we thought we were going to win, we would keep one of the better pitchers in baseball on our team.
Yeah,
so that's two more years
after
6 years of losing seasons. That's a tough nut for the learners to live with. Remember, they had a chance to trade Bryce Harper as a rental player in his last year. There was a deal in place to trade him to the Astros at the trading deadline. And Mike Rizzo had put together a pretty good package for a rental player, you know, to get prospects back from the Astros. He had his finger on the phone, ready to dial. The learner said, no, don't do it. And they didn't want the blowback. So they wound up getting nothing for Bryce Harper.
Yeah.
Boy, but again, as a columnist, you can't be too angry at them because they give you a lot of content. Yeah, I just am frustrated over the timeline and the idea that people now aren't taking Boris clients. And I'm going, well, how can you be committed to winning if you're excluding certain athletes because of the representation?
That is interesting. You know, it's tempting to do. And the Nationals haven't officially said, no one's reported that, you know, that they're staying away from Boris clients. Their number one pick, the 17-year-old kid, Eli Willits, is not a Boris client. That was pretty noticeable. And it's tempting to do, because if they're a Boris client like a Mackenzie Gore, he's not going to sign a contract here. He's going to become a free agent, just like James Wood, just like Dylan Cruz.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the way Boris does business. But he usually has the best players.
Yeah, that's for sure. That is for sure. Any idea when Brother Sheehan is back in the country?
Well, you know, first of all, I'm hoping he'll be able to get back in the country.
That is true.
You know, these days, that's a coin toss these days.
Yeah, he doesn't seem to be bothered at all. He's still international travel
Well, you know, he's got people in powerful places.
That's true.
That he can call.
Yeah, that is true. I do miss him. Like, well, you know, I guess once the preseason starts, he pretty much minimizes his travel. So that'll be good.
Yeah, he'll be locked and loaded come next week.
Yeah, that'll be good. Well, Mr. Levero, as always, not any update on the D.C. Grays?
No, they had a decent season. Wound up, you know, making the playoffs, you know, getting knocked out early. But we had a decent season, very competitive team, and it was a lot of fun.
You're the best. Hey, brother, thank you for sharing here with us on the Hoffman Show. And I will be back in touch real soon.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you, brother. You got it. That is the one and only Tom Levero. You can hear him on the Sheehan Show. Of course, columnist, baseball, the dude, him and Galdi. Getting those two guys a couple of pitchers of beer and talking baseball is one heck of an evening plan. I'm going to bring you in on one of those, young fella. You need to be baptized.
You think they can hang with me?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, I do. 6:18 here at the Nature's Capital.
B. Mitch thought he could hang with me as well.
Oh, now, so you heard B. Mitch?
No, I'm joking.
I know you're joking. I wanted to see how far you were going to go with that. Yeah.
I wasn't sure if you were gullible or not.
No. Okay. You said, saying B. Mitch, just saying his name, I go.
Fighting words.
I go, okay, let's see how far you go with this one.
Yeah.
Because you know he's going to find out about it.
Yeah.
And he's going to step to you.
Going to get back to him. Yeah, real quick.
Yeah.
He's actually calling me.
No, he'll step to you. Yeah, no question.
It's too late now. That wasn't going to go far.
Boy, B. Mitch. And B. Mitch, he's really a nice guy.
Yeah.
He really is. But he just can't. He can't let that be seen because his reputation. Oh, I love it. Stay with us, folks. We'll be right back.